On this day, 5th July 1971, parade bomb defused. An army sergeant defused a 5-pound bomb in Coal Island while Orangemen marched 10 yards away in their annual commemoration of the Battle of the Somme. As they marched, police searched the County Tyrone town for 3 more bombs said to have been hidden behind a cafe, a shop and a bank. They found nothing. Meanwhile, Sergeant Clive Lambert defused the gelignite bomb, which was timed to explode at 9:30 p.m. in the roof of the public toilet in the town square. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Sibbald said later, "It was quite a well-made device. A lot of people could have been hurt." Char U. C. Mann repudiates Paisley. Detective Inspector Harry Taylor has denied the statement made by Reverend Ian Paisley that he gave him information relating to Ardoyne Church. The Scarman Tribunal was told yesterday. This was revealed by Mr. Richard Chambers, QC for the RUC. A fortnight after Mr. Paisley had told the tribunal that he received information from the detective inspector that the church was being used by snipers in August 1969 and that the priests were handing out bullets. Mr. Chambers told the tribunal that Detective Inspector Taylor wished to make it known that he denies giving such information to Mr. Paisley. The QC added, "Justice must be done to Detective Inspector Taylor, and that is why I am stating this in open court." New Dunn store in Bangor. Traffic was disrupted in Bangor yesterday when hundreds of housewives thronged the main street awaiting the official opening of Dunn's new store, the 19th in Ireland. Mr. Ben Dunn, the chairman of Dunn Stores Limited, was born in Ross Trevor and left the north as a youth, vowing that one day he would return. His company is completely Irish-owned, and 95% of merchandise being sold is Irish-made. Youth's fine for UVF painting. Two young men who pleaded guilty at Belfast Magistrates Court yesterday to painting the letters UVF on a Catholic house in Beechnut Street in a 98% Protestant district in the city were each fined £20. Arrested by the army, Norman McGrath said, "I think it's a bit daft. I never heard of anyone getting into trouble about this before. Everyone does it. The RM, it is serious in the present climate of things in NI.